coming up on episode number 240. It's another All Requests show, but this one does have a little bit of a theme. Most of the music that you're going to hear on today's show, the originals anyway, are songs that came from the 80s, and we've got those. We've got a musically challenged segment at the end, so it's all coming up right now on Coverville.
Just getting tougher, whole world is rough, it's just getting rougher, cover me, come on baby, cover me. Well, I'm looking for a lover who will come on in and cover me.
Greetings from Coverville 4. A Monday night. Yes, it is September 11th, 2006. My name is Brian Ibbett, and welcome to another edition, another All Request edition of Coverville. Playing music that you've emailed me or called me and told me that you wanted to hear, as well as a musically challenged segment from Anna. Awesome. Looking forward to that. Yeah, I like doing these at night better. I think, I don't know if I mentioned it in the show, but that one, the last one I did, the Beach Boys cover story, was done in the morning, and I had, for some reason, just having the lights down and doing these at night, for some reason, feels better to me. So whenever I can, I'm going to try and do these things at night. Anything really to get to? No, I don't think so. Let's jump right into a request from Matt.
Hi, Brian. This is Matt of DoubleDorkMeter.com. I was calling because I'm a longtime listener, first-time caller, and wanted to say that you are like the cool friend in high school who turns you on to all the cool music. I had one of those, and it's just like when I started listening to your show, it's just like that's what made me think of it. Also, I had a possible request if you could fulfill it. I gave birth to my firstborn son.
Congratulations.
About 4 weeks ago, and since then I've been completely in love with the song Beautiful Boy by John. So I was wondering if you'd be able to find any interesting covers of it. Well, thanks a lot. Keep up all the good work in the show, and best wishes to you and all your family, and hope you have a good time at the expo.
Well, thank you. Thank you, Matt.
Bye.
I'll just cut you off there, right? Real nice of me. Congratulations on the birth of your son. Yeah, it's kind of funny. The same thing happened to me when Tristan was born, that I really got hooked on Beautiful Boy by John Lennon, and I do have a really good cover of it. It rocks out, man. It comes from one of those CDs that you get stuck to the front of those British music magazines. God, I love those. You know, I don't read the American music magazines as much as I do the British ones. I love Uncut, I love Q, I love Mojo. Anyway, so this came from a Q magazine that had two different discs, depending on which issue you bought, with all covers of John Lennon songs. And it included this version by Feeder of Beautiful Boy, which I think is terrific. Here is Feeder with Beautiful Boy.
On the run, and your daddy's here. Beautiful, beautiful, beautiful boy. Beautiful, beautiful.
thanks to a suggestion by David Jacobs. That is Wooddale. I think it's pronounced Wooddale, Wooddale, W-O-O-D-A-L-E. Check him out at myspace.com/Wooddale or Wooddale with their version of the Eurythmics' Sweet Dreams. Just came out this year. Very, very cool. Before that, you heard Beautiful Boy by Feeder. Definitely a more edgier rock version of the John Lennon classic that he wrote for his first son, I believe, for Sean. And if I'm wrong, I know I'll get corrected. All right, moving on to actually another song and a contest. I didn't even tease this in the front. Thanks to the fine folks over at... let me tell you who it is. It's Delicious Vinyl Records and Gonzo Interactive. We have three copies of the Brand New Heavies CD, and I don't have the name of the CD, but I will get it. Where is it here? Yeah, the new album is Get Used to It. It arrived June 27th, so brand new album by the Brand New Heavies. here's what I want you to do. Tell me where the Brand New Heavies got their name, what the influence was for the name Brand New Heavies. Send an email to coverpod@gmail.com. Put Heavies, H-E-A-V-I-E-S, or Heavy, or something like that, in the subject line so I know that it's pertaining to the contest. I will draw three names from all the people who submit correct answers by September 15th. So you have just over a week to get an answer. I know some people listen to these shows late. So get me your answer by September 15th. Send it to coverpod@gmail.com. And thanks to the folks over at Delicious Vinyl Records, Gonzo Interactive will get you a copy of the new album. And to whet your appetite, I should say that this is only open to folks in the U.S. Sorry, postage limitations on this one, so I apologize for that. But if you're in the U.S., or maybe if you're outside the U.S., you get somebody in the U.S. who can send it to you. All right, well, to whet your appetite for the contest and get you jonesing for the new album, Get Used to It, here are the Brand New Heavies with their cover of Stevie Wonder's I Don't Know Why I Love You. This is funky, man.
I'm longer shop happily. I came in here for the special offer, a guaranteed personality. I wasn't born so much as I fell out. Nobody seemed to notice me. We had a hedge back home in the suburbs, over which I never could see. I heard the people who lived on the ceiling scream and fight most scarily. Hearing that noise was my first ever feeling. That's how it's been all around me. I'm all lost in the supermarket. I can't no longer shop happily. I came in here for the special offer, a guaranteed personality. I'm all tuned in, I see all the programs. I save coupons from packets of tea. I've got my giant hit discotheque album. I empty a bottle and feel a bit free. Kicked in the holes and plugs in the walls, making noises for company. Long distance callers make long distance calls, and the silence makes me lonely. I'm lost in the supermarket. I can't longer shop happily. I came in here for a special offer, a guaranteed personality. I'm all lost in the supermarket. I can't longer shop happily. I came in here for a special offer, a guaranteed personality. I'm all lost in the supermarket.
Mr. Ben Folds with his version of The Clash's Lost in the Supermarket. You'll find that on the recent soundtrack to the movie Over the Hedge. And I want to make sure that I included that on tonight's show because tomorrow is Ben Folds' birthday. He was born in 1966 on September 12th, so I want to make sure I included that. And that was a suggestion by Alex from Dallas. Thanks, Alex, for suggesting that one. Before that, we had I Don't Know Why I Love You by the Brand New Heavies from their brand new album, Get Used to It. And again, if you want to participate in the contest, just tell me where the Brand New Heavies were inspired to come up with their name. And if you want all the, you know, go back before the song, if you want all the details, I won't say it all again because, hey, this is a podcast. You can always rewind and hear part of that thing again. Okay. This is a request from Tony. Now, usually the covers I play are pretty straightforward readaptations or adaptations of the original versions. This one is one of those cover hybrids or cover slash original song hybrids where they incorporate lyrics from a well-known song and then kind of mix it in with other items. And I don't know why. I mean, I feel like this is a really, really a good example of that. And I really like the way that this cover or this song sounds. It's almost like Frente meets Veruca Salt, and maybe you'll understand what I'm saying when you hear it. Here is Come On Petunia by The Blow from their 2004 EP, Poor Aim Love Songs. It's an EP, and I already said it was an EP, didn't I? You'll notice elements of The Police. Every little thing she does is magic.
Every little thing she does is magic. Everything she do just turns me on. And even though my life before was tragic, now I know my love for her goes on. Every little thing she does is magic. Everything she do just turns me on. So easy if you could be led to the cave where I hide you in linens and frames, and in new combinations I've made of our names. The tiny hole, yeah, but you'd fit if I sliced you up a little bitty. I'd sliver and splice you, and then you'd be Manny, and I'd be the one who is privy to love you and show you the fun she does is magic. Everything she do just turns me on. And even though my life before was tragic, now I know my love for her goes on. Jamie stood on the stoop and he challenged his homies to go get some girlfriends and locate their yonis. The waters are parting and time's getting heated. The boys needed friendship, the beat needed needed. Her dress was a ship at sail. Her knees were the water pail. This was survival and she was the kit. You could die of thirst if the girls won't give you sips. She does is magic. Everything she do just turns me on. Tragic. Now I know my love for her goes on. I resolved to call her up 1,000 times a day. I thought I'd ask her if she'd marry me in some old-fashioned way. Well, but my silent fears persisted. Must I always be alone? You're all Jenny and Lindsay and fine, and I'm underwater, I'm shedding my mind. And I'm pretty sure, baby, if you'd hold my head, I could live like I've wished for and undo my dread. Cause I see candygrams up in the ceiling tiles, woody postcards sent off from the sandwich aisles. In these towns where vacations will lead us, I'll hold out my treasures and their wealth will feed us. But, oh, she does as she wishes, and no, she won't be your missus. The kingdom it widens and you're there alone with all that love and the void on your throne. Just turns me on. And even though my life before was tragic, now I know my love for her goes on. Every little thing she does is magic. Everything she do just turns me on. And even though my life before was tragic, now I know my love for her goes on.
Thank you.
Peter Gabriel's classic, In Your Eyes. They're performed by Nicole Nordeman, who's actually a contemporary Christian artist. So it's interesting. It goes from being a song that John Cusack plays outside of Iona Sky's window in Say Anything to possibly, I don't know if it's her interpretation of it, but it could be a have some religious tones when Nicole sings it. Interesting. That comes from a 2002 release called Woven and Spun. I think it's a beautiful version there. And that was a suggestion by Ian Douglas. Thank you, Ian, for suggesting that one. And then we start off the set with Come On Petunia, which has a lot of elements of The Police's Every Little Thing She Does Is Magic. And maybe now, do you see why I kind of compared it to Frente and Veruca Salt, especially Naked Eye? Really awesome song, though. Thanks to Tony. All right. Well, Tina is joining me right now.
Hello.
She's getting pulled away to help with homework.
I am. We're doing nouns.
Nouns. Excellent.
Nouns, yeah.
All right. Well, hopefully that'll be some good practice for Musically Challenged. Maybe that'll...
Yeah.
Yeah.
Person, place, or thing.
Yes. this is a music iQuiz version of Musically Challenged. Take it away, Anna Burke. Love her voice.
G'day, Brian and Tina, if you're there.
Totally.
It's Anna here from the Music iQuiz. How are you doing?
Good.
First of all,
great.
I want to say thank you very much for playing my previous Musically Challenges on Coverville. I've had such a great response from Coverville listeners that have discovered my podcast through listening to your show. So thank you once again. For this Musically Challenged, I'd have decided to do something a little different. I'm going to call it
Brian's of Rock.
I'll play five musicians. You need to pick out the Brian's.
Question one.
Question one. Question one.
Coming back for more.
Tina, would you like to take this one?
Wait, I'm having to do the artist?
Yeah.
Oh. When you're lying here in my arms.
Okay, so a hint would be that she said at the beginning,
Brian.
Brian's of Rock.
I know.
So Brian.
I know! I can't think of the last name. It's going to hit me.
Something's going to hit you.
I know. A pin flying at my head.
He spells it with a Y, though.
I know. I'm sorry.
Summer of 69.
I know.
Cuts like a knife.
I know.
Canadian.
I know. I can totally picture him.
All right.
I remember like slow skating to him. And so.
Oh, moving on.
Question two.
Adams.
Good.
You know we made a vow to be one another.
A very interesting choice of song to play by.
I have no idea.
That lead singer of Roxy Music, does that help you?
No.
Brian Ferry.
Oh, okay.
Okay.
Question three. I remember this from my K-Tel record.
I like what we're finding out about you. Slow skating to Brian Adams, listening to K-Tel records.
Those were awesome records.
You know, they were the precursor to those. Now, that's what I call music, volume 5.
I whatever. Know, but when you're a kid, it's like the best thing ever.
Yeah, I know. Totally. No, but I didn't have any of those.
Okay, yeah, right. You know, I know you did.
So do you know who this is?
No, I have no clue.
So I believe it's Brian Hyland. I think he was like 14 when he did this.
Are you serious? And so a blanket around her. That's she crazy. She was afraid to come out in the
open. But it is. And so she sat bundled up. Question four.
But I picked up something I just can't explain. What's his last name?
Very good.
Hi. I just have to think of the offspring.
Oh, there you go. Let's turn this down just a little bit so we can hear you better. So you got this one.
Yep.
Question five.
Excellent. I was hoping that she would include this one. You know the song.
Is this Queen?
It's Queen. Who's playing guitar right there?
I have no idea.
On a, I think a guitar that he made. God, I want to say it's a guitar that he made from like an old wood chest or a grandfather clock or something. I can't remember exactly, but that's Brian May.
Okay, I wouldn't have gotten that.
Okay.
And now for the answers. Question one, we had Brian Adams.
That's too low.
Heaven. Question two was another Brian with a Y. It was Brian Ferry with Let's Stick Together. This was question three. I'm sure you knew the song. It's the Itsy Bitsy Teeny Weeny Yellow Polka Dot Bikini, from which is a big number one hit in 1960, for Brian Hyland.
Very good.
So far, 3 for 3.
This was question four, and it is Good Vibrations from Brian Wilson, of course, with the Beach Boys. Mm-hmm. And the last question, question five, we needed the guitarist here. The band is Queen, the song is We Will Rock You, and the guitarist is Brian May.
Our dog is spazzing out in the background.
Well, that's
here.
It from me. You can find my podcast on iTunes. You can just do a search for Music Quiz, or my website is musiciquiz.libsyn, that's spelled LIBSYN.com. Take care, and I'll see you next time with the Teenagers of Rock.
Oh, no.
Good, good.
That's funny. I like hers.
Yeah.
That's fun.
Yeah, it definitely is.
Yeah. She reminds me of our friend Vicky.
She does.
Yeah.
Okay, then.
Yeah. We're Aussie-friendly.
We're very Aussie-friendly. All right. Well, that is going to do it for tonight's show. Thank you, Tina. Thank you, Thina, for joining us.
It's so crazy. Our dog is like freaking out in the back, yeah. Just snorting and being
jumping
bizarre.
Around. Excellent. All right.
All right. Good night.
If you want to get in touch with me, you can email me at coverville@gmail.com. Call the request line at 206-222-COVER, which is 206-222-2683, or post a message on the weblog or in the forums at www.coverville.com. Yeah, and if you want to participate, if you just in case you missed it, scroll back to the brand new Heavies track, I Don't Know Why I Love You. Right before that track, I talk about a contest that you can win a copy of the brand new Heavies brand new album, Get Used to It. So scroll back if you want to hear about that. Otherwise, we'll be back tomorrow night or Wednesday night with another edition of Coverville. I'm trying to do these things 3 week until the podcast expo so I can do the big 250 at the expo itself. In the meantime, this is Brian Abbott saying that just about covers it for tonight. Thanks again for listening. Bye-bye. Coverville is a proud member of the Backbeat Media Podcast Network. I said that fast.